You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Have a cup of coffee, sit back and relax. It's time for John and Gordy on WMDX.
Oh, yeah.
Have a cup of coffee.
Oh, yes. It's like going into your favorite bar where everybody knows your name.
Mm-hmm.
something like that. WMDX, John and Gordy. And we've got the big story coming up where Florida's getting rid of their mandated vaccines for children.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to put them on the front lines.
Yeah. Also coming up, we'll talk with Paul Fanlon. He's the publisher of the Cap Times, and find out what's happening with Cap Times Idea Fest. We'll talk to him in a little while in our second half hour here. It is a chilly start this morning, a little bit on the cool side, 44 degrees now, highs just getting into low 60s today. Definitely feeling like fall.
Yeah, definitely. Know? We'll be out in the stands in these breezy stadium stands. I don't know if I'm going to handle that.
We'll be at AmFam.
How are we going to dress for that? How do you dress for something like that?
I think, isn't the dome going to be closed?
Well, that's up to them.
Sunny. Yeah, they're going to keep it open.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, probably. Yeah. So we're going there with our listeners today. We'll meet them there at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 3:10 start, just if you're one of those winners.
It is.
Should be a lot of fun. And looking forward to it. John and I will be there. And Dom is also coming along
with
us. Right, Dom? Yeah. You're going to be there.
We're going to drag him along with us.
They're forcing me to. So.
Glad you're excited about that.
Well, he knows what's going to happen.
What?
He's the one who's going to get the food for
us. We're going to make him run for the food and beverages.
I'm okay with that.
We have Catherine online, our station manager. Good morning, Catherine.
Well, you don't get to complain about the heat as much as you do. And then when it gets down below, what's your window? 60 to 65, that's what's allowed. Anything below 60, anything above 65, you're going to complain.
I guess you're right. You're right. I know, I'm really glad that it's cool again. I really am. I'm celebrating. Yeah. It's just that now we'll be in the stands. You know, in the stands, it's very cold.
Well, just bring a jacket.
You sound like little boys. Both of you.
Still that little boy is inside me.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. He's a man.
Leave the dome open.
He's a real man. I'm a little boy.
You're bringing four pairs of listeners to this game. You better be there, and you better be happy about it.
We will be very happy to be there.
Yes. I don't know if they'll be happy that we're there.
Don't embarrass us.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Well, that's a tall order, but okay. We'll do our best.
Have fun.
Okay,
right.
Thanks a lot.
At a baseball game for a job.
Well, you didn't. You had a chance to go.
Yeah.
Don't complain that you're not going.
She's out. She's done.
Okay.
She's done with us. Well.
Okay.
She got tired of supervising us little boys. Okay. All right. You know.
That's okay.
All right. Remember the song "Boy with a Child in His Eyes"?
Mm.
Kate Bush. Great song. Great song.
We'll
great video
that up.
Too.
All right.
All right, let's get to the big story here, okay?
All right.
So now we have the answer to what happens next after RFK Jr. denounced the effectiveness of vaccines ended almost all research for vaccines, okay?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced the creation of a state-level Make America Healthy Again.
Yes.
And it's a commission modeled after the similar initiative that RFK Jr. put in place. And the shocker of them all? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's let Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Ladapo break the news over and over and over again. This is a longer clip, but you know what?
Well, we can.
It emphasizes just how insane this individual is. He is the Surgeon General down there
in Florida,
Department of Health.
Okay.
And this is his point of view on this, and it is so amazing. Oh, let's just listen to it.
Okay. All right.
What I'm most excited about is an announcement that we're going to make, that we're making now, which is that the Florida Department of Health, in partnership with the governor, is going to be working to end all vaccine mandates in Florida law. All of them. All of them.
And by the way, this is a standing ovation.
All of them.
Really?
Yes. They all stood up. They love this idea.
Every last one of them.
See? Every last one. Yeah.
Every last one of them.
Oh, that's just like you. Where do you make it?
Every last one of them. Every last one of them is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery.
What?
Who am I as a government or anyone else, or who am I as a man standing here now to tell you what you should put in your body?
You're the Surgeon General.
Who am I?
You're the doctor.
To tell you what your child should put in your body. I don't have that right.
Yes, you do.
Your body is a gift from God. Oh. What you put into your body, what you put into your body is because of your relationship with your body and your God. I don't have that right.
Yes, you do.
Government does not have that right.
You're a
surgeon
general.
They want you to believe they have that right. And unfortunately, you know, they've been successful. They've been successful. You know, pretty much every state has them. It's wrong. It's immoral. They do not have the right to tell you what you put in your body. They don't have the right to tell you what your kids have to put in your body. They do not have the right. Do not give it to them.
Right.
Take it away from them. And we're going to be starting that here in Florida. And, you know, I love our lawmakers. Obviously, they make the machinery of our laws. Our governor reviews. We work in collaboration. He signs. I love our lawmakers. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to make decisions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I am telling you right now that, you know, the moral side is, it's so simple. No one has that right, guys. People have a right to make their own decisions. Informed decisions.
Could you
want to put, you know, whatever different vaccines in your body, God bless you. I hope you make an informed decision. You don't want to put whatever vaccines in your body,
he's got nothing new to say.
And I hope you make an informed decision. And that's how it should be.
Okay.
Yeah, almost like a broken record, right?
Yeah.
The informed decision comes from the Surgeon General of the state telling you you need to get the vaccine. That's your job. My God. You know, that's the problem. They don't know what their job is.
I got a text here from Kerry.
Yeah.
John in Wauwatosa says, same government that wants to tell women what they can't take out of their bodies.
Yes, exactly.
WTF.
Yes,
question mark.
You know, it's a moral thing, right? It's between your God, whatever God that is, and you. But, you know, the thing is, you affect everybody else around you. So if you're carrying a disease that's transmittable, then you're in danger of, getting other people sick.
Right.
So you don't want that. And here's the thing, you know, they've got so many amusement parks in Florida, you know. All the kids go to Florida to these amusement parks. Now they don't have immunization anymore in Florida, or they won't anyway, when they pass this. And then they'll be carrying diseases all across the United States after going to Florida and mixing in with the Florida children who have no vaccines whatsoever and are carrying every disease possible to man, diseases we have completely gotten rid of in this country.
Like measles. That's still on the rise.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. My head just splits open. This guy, he is really just crazy. He's a crazy person put in charge of this. But, you know, the thing I noticed here, and then I jotted this down, MAGAs have not just put kids on the front line in the culture war. Now they're sacrificing them for their own anti-science party agenda. And it's all led by Trump and RFK Jr. at this point. This is the logical extension of where you go with RFK Jr. in charge, putting down vaccines. Now we have a state that is saying we're getting rid of all the mandates for vaccines for children in schools. Just amazing stuff.
Well, RFK Jr., I mean, again, he's on the bubble right now, and a lot of people want him to resign, especially former CDC employees.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 of them have signed on.
And you know that's not going to happen because these guys...
No, he's just going to hang on.
They're digging in. I mean, this is it. They're not backing down.
Right.
There's one thing about Trump and this administration. They don't back down from anything. They could be proven wrong, absolutely. I mean, the guy that threw the sandwich at a National Guardsman. I have this shirt on.
Yeah, you do.
I bought the shirt.
If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, John is demonstrating his shirt.
Yeah, it's a guy ready to throw that sandwich at National Guardsman. And no court would take that case.
No grand jury.
No grand jury would approve that case because they thought it was too silly and too ridiculous. They wanted to charge him with a felony.
What's cool about that shirt, the guy is throwing a giant submarine sandwich, you know, like a Subway sandwich. At the bottom it says revolution, but they reversed the word E-V-O-L to show the word love.
Love
is backwards. Part of revolution.
It is part of revolution.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I was telling Gordy before we never noticed that during the 60s protests.
Never. Yeah.
And I feel bad now.
Yes.
We missed the obvious.
We could have shared the love of a revolution.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, where did you get that shirt?
I just ordered it online. Oh. I heard about it. I heard that they had some swag, and I thought, well, I got to look that up.
Yeah. And we saw there were four or five different renditions of this.
But this is the one I really
like. A guy
like.
Throwing his
sandwich.
Guy's
really reeling off here with the sandwich. The thing is, I watched the video, and the sandwich just bounces off this guy's chest. I mean, he's got...
Oh, I know. The video's crazy.
He's got all his garb on, and there's nothing. He probably didn't feel the sandwich at all.
Well, and then they all went chasing the guy. The guy started running away.
Right, he ran.
They sent the troops after him. There were like 20 guys chasing him
and
down
Pam
the street.
And Pam Bondi is just determined to put this guy in jail for a felony.
John, we got another text here from Tim. He says, hey, guys, through the wonders of the Civic Media app, we are listening live from Munich, Germany this morning.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Good morning, Germany.
Wow. See, we told you could hear us everywhere.
Yeah. That's Civic Media app.
In other words, you can't get away from us.
Yeah. Yes. We're also taking your phone calls, 608-879-8255.
According to one Florida Democrat, they said that this is a public health disaster in the making for the Sunshine State.
You think?
DeSantis said, we want to stay ahead of the curve. Ahead of the curve? Okay. It's a curve I want to be on.
No.
And the state MAHA Commission, get this, will eliminate medical orthodoxy that is not supported by the data and co-chaired by Florida's First Lady, Casey DeSantis. So this is a job for her, basically. Yes, that medical orthodoxy, you don't want that. We're getting government out of our lives, including health care and anything that can save your life. The commission's work will help inform a large medical freedom package that will be introduced in the legislature next session. They're going to make this law.
That's
so
wild.
They're calling it a medical freedom package.
That's crazy. I mean, with the CDC falling apart, you would hope that the state health departments would step up, actually, and, you know, into the breach. But no. Just the opposite.
If this happens, this is going to be a real dangerous situation for the rest of the country.
Okay. Hey, we're going to check in with Brittany Merlot next and find out about what's going on weather-wise with this cool air moving in. How long is it going to last? We'll find out next on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Here it is.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Huh! Oh, yeah.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Bad self one time.
Yeah.
Popcorn!
And popcorn.
Yeah!
You can't do popcorn first thing in the morning, along with a nice hot cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Java. Mm-hmm. All right. This is WMDX. John and Gordy, you can hear us anywhere in the world, even Germany.
That's right.
That's in the world.
Yeah.
yes. on our Civic Media app.
Yes.
It's that simple. Text us, give us a call, or voice notice.
Mm-hmm. Our number is 608-879-8255. I know Dick is on the line. Hang on, Dick. We'll get to you in just a moment. We've got sunshine this morning here in Madison. Let's check in with Brittany Merlot.
Yes.
She's got the latest with what's going on with this really chilly air moving in. It's in the low 40s this morning.
Brittany, it's a little too cold for the Brewer game today. What are you doing? Yeah, you know, we depend on you to create weather for us. You know, Democrats, you know, they have control over the weather, so...
Yeah, right. Let me just heat that up for you.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah.
How chilly is it up where you are in Wausau?
Yeah, how's it going there?
I am shivering a little bit. I look out my window and I could see frost on the roofs, and I could see it on the tall grass as well. Whoa. So we dropped down to the mid-30s.
Do you have Christmas trees on your blouse there? What, you have
pretty
a...
much. It's a Bear Crossing up north.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of up north, I think the first few flurries flew in northern Minnesota morning, up towards the Boundary Waters, Ely area. Yeah.
Wow.
Not here, not Wisconsin.
Well, I'm glad it's there. Yeah.
We've got a Civic Media radio station up there now in Ely.
We do. Yeah. Yes, in Ely. A fantastic town. I love it there. Have you guys ever been to the Boundary Waters?
No.
No.
What's
okay.
it like?
Well,
is it beautiful?
You go into the wilderness.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. No motorized boats. You can't even fly an airplane over it. It is absolute remote wilderness, peaceful, but can be scary at times too, right?
Yeah.
Lots of bears.
Yeah. Well, they've got some crazy creatures in the water there. You don't want to get too close to the edge.
So yeah, after you spend time and you come back to Ely, Ely's like your first sign of civilization.
Yeah.
So Ely's a great town. People love it.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, you know, dinosaur land up there, you know. It's like...
No, we should go on an adventure there. That would be a blast.
Really? I know the flies are the size of your fist, so that...
They are.
It's a little tough up there.
I wore a bug jacket where you had to zip your face in. Everything was zipped, and they were hitting me so much that it sounded like on my jacket that it was raining outside.
Oh, my gosh.
Bugs.
See, I
no
told
kidding.
You.
Oh,
I told you.
Yeah.
That's
it's intense. Go. That's for sure. But it's a story, right? And it's pride if you come back alive.
That's right.
Okay.
That's amazing that they make a jacket like that, I guess.
You have to up there.
Oh,
and they'll sell it in Ely. That's where I got it.
All right. Wow.
Well, let's get to the weather here. What can we expect the next few days?
Yeah,
crisp and breezy, mostly sunny today, highs in the mid-60s. We do have another system moving in late tonight, so chance of light drizzle maybe later this evening around 6 o'clock or so, but the main rain will hold off till about midnight. That's when those showers start to push in, becoming widespread through the overnight. A few spotty sprinkles could linger tomorrow morning, and then we're going to be left with another windy and crisp day tomorrow. Highs only scrape about 60.
Mm.
So that'll be the coolest day.
Yeah.
Start to warm things up. Saturday, sunny, low 60s, mid 60s by Sunday for the Packers game. And then Monday, we'll hit 70 again.
And so for the WMDX listener appreciation party, which you're going to be at, I believe.
Yes.
It's going to be in the 60s, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, it will, actually.
No
perfect,
rain.
Low
perfect.
60s. No rain, calmer winds, tons of sunshine. It'll actually be the calmest day.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
You see my T-shirt? You see the sandwich throwing protester? See?
That is funny. I was wondering what that was.
It says revolution.
That's the sub. And it has the revolution underneath there.
Yeah.
That is good. I like that shirt.
Very cool.
Thanks.
All right, Brittany. Thank you so much. And
thanks,
we'll talk to you again tomorrow. For the weekend update, that's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist.
We were talking about what's going on in Florida. You know, they're going to ban vaccine mandate for children.
Right.
Actually, everybody, but we're really focusing on the children in schools.
Yes, and Diana sent us a message here, a text on YouTube. We moved back here from Florida because of the people reflected DeSantis. As soon as DeSantis was reelected, we decided I would retire early, and we moved back here. After 11 years down there, it was the last straw.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how many other people are of the same opinion.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. So let's go to the phones right now. We've got Dick on the line. What do you got for us, Dick?
Thanks for waiting.
After what I heard about 5 minutes ago or so, I should open with Ishnine Berliner, right?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
It's off subject, but it's something fascinating I just looked up. I knew that tariffs had something to do with screwing up the Depression even more.
Yeah.
So I looked into it, and I think it was called the Snoop-Hawley
bill. Yeah, yep.
It was signed in 1930, and it just did nothing but wreak havoc. I didn't know that long ago. Factories started moving to Canada as a result.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Smoot-Hawley.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, and it got even worse in that in some of the countries were even pushed off the gold standard, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And this all happened in a two-year span from 1930 when it was signed to when FDR was elected. And then his whole, you know, premise was he had a little different angle on how to approach all these things, luckily.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if this guy was any student of history, I'm talking about the present guy.
Right.
He might have known that. But, of course, he would have said, well, how could it have anything to do with Hawley? He wasn't even alive.
Right. Yeah, that would be the take.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to go back to the golden age. So that's what it's all about.
So
yeah, that's what happened. Yep.
Kind of fascinating to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Dick
thank you.
Thank you for that piece of history.
Hey, coming up next, we're going to be talking with Paul Fanlon. He is the publisher of the Cap Times. He's also going to give us the big update here on Idea Fest, which is happening in Madison next week. And we'll be talking to Paul in just a few minutes after the Midwest Food and Farm Report right here on WMDX with John and Gordy.
Crazy pad, man. It's a mad pad.
It's John Gorney, WMDX 92.7.
7:35, sunshine this morning. It's beautiful out there, but a little bit on the chilly side. Starting out in the mid-40s, getting into the low to mid-60s later on today. Idea Fest is happening. Starts Monday, goes through Saturday, and Cap Times publisher Paul Fanlon joins us this morning to tell us more about this. And there is a website you can go to find out a lot of information, CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Good morning, Paul. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of you guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah. You know, every year you get better and better guests. I mean, this year you have outdone yourself, and we're going to talk about a lot of the guests that you have at Idea Fest this time around.
Yeah, got a couple of governors and some very well-known columnists. So let's start out with what's happening on Monday with Idea Fest, Paul. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we start out Monday with John Nichols, our associate editor. We'll be with Kate Shaw, who's a wonderful big thinker, law professor, someone who's clerked for a Supreme Court justice and is a big figure in Washington. She also happens to be married to Chris Hayes, the MSNBC nightly host who John works with. That'll be fun. You know, we've tried to, over time, bring in some younger speakers, people who kind of represent not my baby boom generation of political thinkers, and Kate's one of those. So she's at 6 Monday night. Followed by the great Maureen Dowd, the Pulitzer Prize winning columnist for the New York Times. She publishes in the Times on Sundays, and she's often, you know, sometimes controversial, but always interesting. And she'll be in conversation with her longtime friend, David Marinus, who, of course, is doing 7 different moderations for us next week. That's the first. So that'll be a great conversation. You know, a quick anecdote. David met Maureen. David was working for the Washington Post. Maureen was working for the Washington Star, which has not existed for a long time, covering the Maryland suburbs in the late 1970s. And I was there. I'd gotten out of graduate school, and I was working for a newspaper called the Montgomery County Sentinel. Montgomery County, Maryland, where Bob Woodward had worked before I got there. Okay. And so I was in this press room that had all these, who knew, all these future superstars. Anyway, it'll be great to see her, and I think that'll be a good discussion.
It probably is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so let's move on to a few other things. We talked about Monday, and let's move through the week here. So okay. Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday, there are other sessions. We have virtual sessions. We have sponsored sessions. But I think for your audience, I'm going to point to the big ones in Shannon Hall at Memorial Union. Tuesday night, we have a first session with a couple of great Washington minds. Jennifer Rubin was a longtime columnist for the Washington Post.
Yes.
She resigned amid all the controversy around Jeff Bezos' relationship. And Norm Eisen is a longtime Washington lawyer. He's been in the news recently representing the person who's trying to be fired from the CDC. So it's timely. They created an online publication called The Contrarians.
Yes.
And that's been existed for about a year. And so their first Tuesday night. And then we're delighted to have Stacey Abrams from Georgia.
Yes.
On our stage. She was born in Madison. Obviously, your audience knows she's a huge voting rights activist and a major courageous figure in American politics.
She's great. I'm amazed that more people aren't talking about her.
Yeah.
Maybe they will be in the coming year or two.
Yeah, I think before the midterms here. Definitely. And I'm a big fan of Jennifer Rubin, who, by the way, was very, very conservative. Her column was very conservative until Trump came around.
Yeah.
And suddenly, I'm thinking, wow, listen to her. I mean, she's really out there, you know?
She's
great.
She definitely is. Yeah. So that, the interesting thing about Stacey Abrams is she also writes a lot of books that are fiction.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
She's a kind of a Renaissance woman, and going to be fun to have her.
Yeah.
Now, on Wednesday, I know that Civic Media is involved on Wednesday and Friday. We've got some live broadcasts, I think, in the mix there for Wednesday and Friday. So let's move on to Wednesday.
Yeah, let's find out what's going on.
Well, Wednesday has a session with another young, brilliant journalist, historian named Garrett Graff, who Marinus, who is moderating this session, thinks could be one of the most interesting because of he's one of the important thinkers. He does a newsletter called Doomsday Scenarios, which is around the topic of whether things are really as bad as they appear. And he's also an author, has a new book on the Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He'll be on first, and Marinus thinks that's kind of a hidden gem that people won't recognize that name immediately. And David said he's really looking forward to that. After that, we have David with Tony Evers. I'm really looking forward to that. David surprised me by saying he had never met Tony. David is, of course, this icon local affairs. And so I'm really looking forward to that conversation, kind of how the governor got to his decision not to seek a third term, the experience of being a bulwark for 8 years against a gerrymandered Republican legislature.
Absolutely.
So that should be a fun discussion.
Yeah, you should warn Marinus in case Evers slips in a few profanities. He oftentimes surprises a lot of people.
Yeah.
such an unassuming person. I just love that.
All right.
He's great.
He is great.
Okay, let's go to Thursday.
Well, Thursday is kind of off the board at this point. It's our celebration of journalism over at the Edgewater, and it's a sellout at this point. It's Marinus and Gene Robinson of the late of the Washington Post. Now, you can review it on YouTube after, but the tickets are sold out for that. So we probably want to move on to Friday.
All right.
Friday has another brilliant younger journalist, Evan Osnos, who's works for the New Yorker. He's lived in China, covered, written books. Just a brilliant guy. He's going to be on stage first with David. I just have to say, as an aside, one of my favorite national podcasts is the Political Scene by The New Yorker. And it has Evan and it has Jane Mayer, who was here a couple of years ago. And the third person is Susan Glasser, who was here last year with her husband, Peter Baker, The New York Times. So we're getting to get them together, but we've gotten all three of them on stage. Yeah. And that'll be, and Evan wrote a book that came out this summer that's cleverly titled The Haves and Have Yachts. the discussion with Evan Osnos about about what's happening with the plutocracy in America. And then second Friday night will be John Nichols with Tim Walz. And that will be fun and colorful, I'm sure. Governor Walz has been continuing to be out there. I haven't seen this week. He's two-term governor of Minnesota, and I if I missed it, he's making a decision about whether to seek a third term. But I think he'll be entertaining and engaging on our stage Friday night.
And I think we'll probably be broadcasting that. That's a possibility.
That I believe that. Yeah, that's on the Civic Media Radio Network.
So you'll be able to hear that.
Yep.
Yeah, Tim Walz.
Yeah. Okay. And then things wrap up on Saturday.
Yeah, we have four sessions on Saturday. I love them all. The first one is County Executive Melissa Agard and Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway with Nichols talking about the challenge of leading in our progressive region with the kind of disdain that this White House has for cities like Madison, counties like Dane, Medicaid, other programs, ICE, the whole nine yards. So that'll be our first session, kicks off at 2:30 on Saturday. The second one is also a lot of fun. Ben Wickler, former chair of the Democratic Party, is writing a book on how the lessons learned in sort of taking back Wisconsin might apply nationally. And David Marinus, who's written, I don't know, 15 books, is moderating that. And both of them, it's kind of fun. I was doing preparing the introduction. They both went to Madison West and now are big national.
Wow.
2 years apart. Yeah. You know, three, four decades apart. That's second. Third, on the first session on Saturday night is really terrific. Columbia University journalism professor emeritus Sam Friedman was here last year. And did a wonderful job talking about the history of progressivism in the Midwest on a panel. And he wanted to come back, and I'm just delighted he wanted to come back. And he's brought in two huge national experts on Christian nationalism, the rise of Christian nationalism. Mm-hmm. And he shared with me some of the background about how we got here. And I think that will be one of the most intellectually provocative sessions of the whole week. I really think people will enjoy that. And then we finish it off with J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, one-on-one with J.B. Pritzker, who, shall we say, is in the news these days and kind of brings the, is a pretty outspoken, interesting guy. Mm-hmm. I might mention that both Stacey Abrams and J.B. Pritzker will be interviewed by Karen Tumulty of the Washington Post, who's has family connections in the area, but she's wonderful. She was on the Post opinion section for many, many years, and your audience probably knows what happened to the Post opinion section with intervening endorsement, so on and so forth. So now she's replaced Dan Balls, who's also an Idea Fest veteran, as their top national political correspondent. So that's going to be fun to have her do those two interviews.
Yeah.
Paul, we have a couple of minutes left here. How long has Idea Fest been going on? How many years?
We started it in 2017. So it's the ninth year. It's evolved over time. In the early years, we tended to have even more in-person, smaller sessions so that there'd be more of a smorgasbord to choose among, so there'd be three simultaneous sessions. That model kind of changed through the pandemic when we were all virtual. In the last two or three years, it's become a lot easier for me to recruit speakers like this because we've gotten something of a national reputation.
Yes.
So last year was the year of the incredible woman. We had Nancy Pelosi, Liz Cheney, Heather Cox Richardson, Doris Kearns Goodwin, Judy Collins. This year, I think we're just as strong. But I just like to make the point that supporting Idea Fest and attending is a lot of fun. It's not all just serious talk. It's, you know, in the Memorial Union, obviously the terrace is right there. A lot of friendly people, a lot of interactions. And I would just encourage people to go to our website. And you can also come that day,
Very good.
That evening, and it's be a $25 ticket for
Paul, evening. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being with us.
Yeah.
Good luck with this year's Idea Fest. Happy that Civic Media is also involved with it this year.
Sounds great.
People want to find out more, they can go to your website, CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Thank you, Paul. Coming back right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Goose Step Mama on the cover chart. Goose Step Mama, taken by and large. While you tinker with some tailor, someone sold you to a sailor.
Mama. Oh, yeah. Mama. WNDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning listening to Little Ruddles here. Big influence on the Beatles, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, you can't say enough about that. I mean, they really helped to.
Amazing.
They really, actually, really helped
open
the Beatles
up,
a lot.
Yeah.
Boy, that was great talking with Paul Fanlon.
It really was.
Capital Times publisher. And what a lineup this year at Idea Fest. And happy that Civic Media is also involved Wednesday and Friday night. You can hear those broadcasts on the Civic Media Radio Network throughout the state. And if you want to find out more about the Idea Fest, just go to CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Okay?
All right. Well, let's get into I'm told we can't get too serious here in the closing moments. we don't want to leave people on a down note, right?
Yeah, we want to let people you know go away with a smile on their face and a song in their heart. I mean, that's our goal.
I don't think that's ever going to happen while Trump is in charge, but we'll get close to that. Okay, I have a clip here.
Oh, you're going
to
bring us all down now? Really?
No, I think you'll enjoy this, I think. Anyway, we got the clip from Fox News, and it was Fox Financial, and they were talking about all the money that Trump is making in crypto.
Oh, boy.
All right, so it's amazing they actually came to this conclusion, finally. It's been pretty obvious for everybody else. This is cut 10. So let's listen to a little clip here of Fox News finally seeing the light.
Okay.
The Trump family just launched a brand new cryptocurrency. It is called WLFI. Lauren, how much has the Trump family itself accumulated of this? How much?
Yeah, for World Liberty Financial, and the Wall Street Journal says it's $5 billion. So this coin,
wow.
WLFI, is currently the 33rd largest coin by market cap, about $6 billion worth, according to CoinGecko. The family holds about a quarter of the tokens out there. They can't sell them, but now that the token has launched on the public markets, we have a valuation for it. The Wall Street Journal says this token is the family's most valuable asset, exceeding their property portfolio.
But they can't sell those tokens. Can't do it.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Correct. Not yet.
My goodness me. $5
billion? Eye-popping numbers. He is the crypto president, the first one ever. Yeah. A lot of crypto-friendly legislation, regulation.
Well, what it amounts to is it's crypto-friendly legislation coming from the president of the United States, who is in turn cashing in on the crypto phase. Personally, his family.
Conflict of interest. They say no, but that's how it appears.
Yes. Yes, that's how it appears.
Good mind. Good. Cheerio.
Well, I just
Cheerio.
What? Just amazing that they're just pointing out how greedy this president is and how much money he's making.
$5 billion?
The emoluments clause, whatever happened to that in the Constitution?
That got erased a long time ago.
Yeah, see, he just walked past it and no one cares anymore, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, here's a gigantic story that we didn't get to, but this is Trump promised his presidency would usher in the golden age for American workers, but his administration has gutted union protections for tens of thousands of federal workers in what labor activists and historians have called the largest acts of union busting in American history.
Wow.
This is a huge story. Nearly 500,000 federal workers lost their union protections last month after an appeals court upheld Trump's decisions. And days later, this was just after Labor Day, Trump issued another executive order similarly stripping union rights from thousands of more employees at six federal agencies.
Wow.
Since the 1960s, government union workers could shape parental leave, overtime, and workplace issues and conditions. Not anymore. To Trump, those union protections, this is exactly what they were saying here.
Yeah.
We're a war against his agenda.
Okay.
Yes.
Get rid of the unions.
That's
completely.
Right. He's out there working for the American family, hardworking Americans, isn't
sure.
he? The gutted union protections for workers included doctors, nurses, and social workers who care for veterans, as well as park rangers, emergency responders, scientists at NASA and the Weather Service, and thousands of other federal workers stripped of their union protections. Gone.
That's it.
Union busted, just like Scott Walker did in this state with Act 10.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Now, I would assume that this would get more coverage. I have not really seen much coverage on this particular story, but here we are.
Boy. Okay. Wow. That's just incredible.
Is there a fire?
No.
Sometimes I'm just thinking, there's so many arms waving here. I'm thinking, we got an emergency back there.
Didn't mean to distract you. I know. You're easily distracted.
I am. That already.
I'm just, it's time to wrap things up, but I just want to say, I can't wait to go to the Brewers game today.
Yes.
It's going to be against the Philadelphia Phillies. Just want to remind our listeners, we'll meet you there at the ballpark. And you've got your tickets already.
We hope you called up and
got a parking
ticket for you.
Yeah, the parking rates go up today.
Well, I didn't know that.
The day of the game.
Our first time there, we got there and thought, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We don't have tickets to park.
So
we did all the sign up online.
Yeah,
all that work.
Yeah, you have to do it, or else it's twice as much. I mean, especially, by the way, they raised the price for the Cubs games.
Did they really?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
for the parking?
For parking, yes. It's twice the price.
That's the Cubs for you.
I thought it was a little pricey.
They really get it pricey for the Cubs. They know.
Of course they do, because everybody's coming up from Chicago. Yeah. Let's get them for everything they got. Why not?
They're getting us, too.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. All right. Well, it should be a good day at the ballpark. We'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Coming up tomorrow, also, Rocker with a Maxine preview. Pam Yonke and Savannah Tomei Olson will join us. That's it for us for today. Stephanie Miller's next.
All right.
Talk to you in 22 hours. So long.
See you later.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.